We are ready for April the 7th, 2010, just a couple of years away. You know, they're talking about 2012, maybe an alien visitation disclosure. Hey, so you're taken up by the aliens. Where are they going to take you? What are they going to do to you? What is the agenda? What are they here for? What really are they? Listen, there are, from one of the estimates I read, 72 million Americans that believe they exist, 42 million Americans that believe they've seen them, and now there are thousands upon thousands that have said they've had interaction and or those who have been abducted. The alien agenda. Listen, I've been to Roswell a couple of times and got to listen to both sides of the pictures down there concerning, well, the ufology and alien presence. I was visiting a theosophical society years ago, sitting in with a, well, a Satanist that was sitting next to me, listening to a man that had authored a few books that had claimed that the Greys had come and entered his room and took him. And he talked about how terrified and petrified he had been and how they scared him and gave him psychological problems. Now, he discussed all those things that many of the others who've been in the abduction scenario, what they've gone through. So they kidnap you and take you against your will and interrupt your life and terrify you. And then they sexually abuse you, and then they operate on you, and then they, for the women, claims of him being impregnated or being breeders. What are these entities up to? Are they extraterrestrial or are they extra-dimensional? We're going to take a look at the alien agenda and some of the stuff that has been revealed and have come down. In contrast to the resurrection and the glorification, the principle of the physics of God and what God did in the resurrection, what God did or is going to do in the glorification. Let me say now, and I'll explain this towards the end, both in the resurrection and in the glorification of Christ, because it hasn't hurt, the glorification hasn't occurred to anybody else yet. Only in Christ. And only after the death and the resurrection. The resurrection and the glorification, Jesus is called the prototype. Interesting, out of the Greek, the prototype. Now we're going to take a look at that in just a few moments. I want to say welcome to all the listeners everywhere. And it's always great to hear from you from time to time. Let us know that you're listening. Want to say that we love to pray for you and pray about this this 1 hour that I believe is very providential. I want to say welcome to all those that download this these sessions by the thousands of you. And I know from Steve Quayle's site and from my site it goes even beyond that. So listen, it's great to be able to be here. I know who I believe, and I believe that God loves you, God knows you, and there is no one that wants you more than God does. The value of your life is measured at the foot of the cross. Now that's, if you're a seeker, a philosopher, a physicist, a geneticist, a, well, psychic, remote viewer, maybe even a Luciferian really out there monitoring the show. Maybe some of those folks from some of the new, monitoring everything that just about everybody is saying. So hello to Echelon. Hello to each and every one of those listening. I'm glad because if you are, you're out in the field, you're really being drawn out to where God wants you so that communication can occur. And so let me just tell you the bottom line, no matter what I talk about, it's about a relationship with God, a love that you cannot experience without knowing God. You can see the demonstration of it at the cross, but I just simply want you to know the love of God. That's all. Whatever your background, whatever you are, whoever you are, those that have done your psi powers and rituals and so, even those who have done stuff against us, we simply try to live our lives to represent one spiritual singularity, infinite, unequaled, unprecedented, and that is Jesu Christu, Yahweh Adonai. That is Jesus Christ. Hey, this is Russ Dizdar, Wednesday night. We're in the first week of April. We've been having weather here, unbelievable, 83 degrees yesterday, 80-something today maybe. And we're going to go back down in the next couple of days to the 40s. And so big changes here, and we love the engagement of this weather right now. We're getting ready to leave tomorrow for St. Louis. And we are looking forward to seeing all those who are going to be down there, those who have registered, those who are going to show up. And listen, many of you listening right now, and maybe listening to archives on Thursday, why don't you think about it, pray about it, see if you can just get everything together, take off, come on down to the St. Louis Conference. The title they've given it is The Truth Is Out There. And then subtitle, Christian Symposium on the Paranormal. And I love the topics that are up. I love the topics that others have put up. They're going to deal with some pretty a broad range. Tony Cal's going to talk about The Spirit in the Bush, Africa's Deadly Exorcisms and Witch Hunts. Tony's also going to talk about Our Lady of Death inside Mexico's Cult of Santa Muerte. Mary Jo Schnelling, Dr. Mary Jo, is going to talk about diagnosing demons, spirit possession versus mental illness. Dr. Mary Jo Schnelling is going to talk in her second session, Deliver Us from Evil, Ministering to Victims of the Paranormal. Dr. Gregory Reed, great book that Dr. Gregory Reed's got out. I loved the first one I've read and have given away, Nobody's Angel. But he's going to do his topics on occult America, a tour through the Western occult history. And then Greg's going to do a second session, Seducing Spirits, False Miracle Signs and Wonders in the Church. Now, Russ, they've given me a couple titles, and we're going to be doing those. It's called X-Men, dealing with Psi Powers, Remote Viewing, Psi Warriors. The second session is on the Unexplained Mysteries of Dark Technology. Now, I'm even going to put up the notes, and I'm going to put up the notes right now that I'm going to actually do the sessions on. It's up on the website, shatterthedarkness.net, and only to kind of hope that maybe a few more will come to the conference, because I believe it will be very spiritually providential, and we're looking forward to seeing some tremendous things. Now, L.A. Marzulli. Lynn Marzulli is going to do his topics, of course, on signs in the heavens, UFO phenomena, and supernatural events. And then the second one, politics, prophecy, and the supernatural, the coming great deception. That's all going to happen Friday and Saturday this week, April 9th, April 10th, in St. Louis. Hope that you're going to be there. Now, I'll be on tonight late. It will be Pacific time, 8 o'clock. And Eastern Standard Time, 11 p.m. I'll be on live with L.A. Marzulli tonight on the radio. So you can check out again. We're linked to his site if you want to learn how to get to listen to that tonight. I love Lynn. Great guy. Met him twice. Going to see him a third time. Going to see him a fourth time in Nashville at the conference coming too. So anyway, just wanted you to know about the conferences and all that is going on. And for all believers out there in Christ, all those great prayer warriors, pour out your prayers for the St. Louis Conference. I ask you to do so. Well, tonight we're going to deal with the third title of the topic this week. And the topic this week is simply The Physics of God or The Physics of Fallen Finite Spirits. There is the revelation of the Spirit of God and the work of God and the power of God, the abilities of God, the enhancement that God gives in our lives. And then there is the physics of fallen finite spirits, their actual presence, their powers, their enhancements, their works. And there's a vast contrast. God's all about unleashing and unveiling and showing all that God says and does and is, bringing massive communication and revelation to us. Now, the other side has a deep problem because of their nature, because of their agenda, because of their literal, sheer, radical evil. They have to cloak. They have to masquerade. They have to operate as they gotta appear compatible, something that will entice us. They'll even throw out their energy, their presence, their abilities, their favors, but to draw us in. Vast difference in nature, in approach, and results. Now, we've been talking about the Monday night, the physics of the resurrection, glorification versus reincarnation. Tuesday night, the physics of resurrection, glorification versus annihilationism. And then tonight, again, resurrection, glorification. I mean, listen, the physics of God in the act of the resurrection and the coming act of glorification versus what the alien agenda is all about. Maybe many of you have been into studying the events of Roswell. Maybe you've seen things. Many have seen craft. Many have engaged. I've read and engaged remote viewers that have said they have remote viewed the aliens or engaged them direct in conversation. I read years ago PK Man about Ted Owens, about the Psi Warrior, the psychic man. Well, he not only was he engaged and says that he was in direct contact with the aliens. This is back in the 70s. But he also talks about the powers they've given him, the abilities and the psi powers, his ability to affect the nation, to affect the weather. It's all in a book called PK Man, along with other books similar. I'll be bringing some of that out at the conference, but there's a tremendous link between occultism, alien presence, psi powers, supernatural abilities, and what's going on in this ramped up supernatural engagement that millions are experiencing, engaging, and having, literally events that change their lives. There are journalists who began to hear voices in their head. And the voices led them, to an engagement with individuals that talked to them about being kind of like spokesmen, ambassadors for the aliens. When I was in Roswell the last time, I engaged a man who was excited as could be, talking about how he was an ambassador for the aliens, and that he had a message from the aliens, that he's had great engagement and hours and hours of discussions with the aliens. The questions again are, who are they? What are they? Bottom line, what do they want? What do they want to do with you? Now, there may be some listening that are into the alienology and ufology. And on the one side, there's a presentation of it being a great thing. Star children, and indigo children, and the development of alien-seeded crossbreeds and the development of humanity. The aliens are the intelligent master race that brought us here in the first place. They seeded the planet. They're here to watch our development. They're here. Well, I don't know how well they're doing at guiding our development. I don't know how good they're doing in helping us in development. I mean, if these are the masters, the intelligent designers of the human race, don't they care about us? Don't they have the power to intervene? Did they make us this way? Raping, killing, war, dying, death, hatred, prejudice. Is that how they made us? Or is the story that they're watching our evolution somehow to the day we become good people, then they'll engage us? Obviously, if they are as advanced as everybody is saying, then they have no trouble being here watching, observing, and as everybody says, the Palladians, the Greys, and all the others have been around for a long time. I've got a lot of questions for them. I guess if I ever saw actually some kind of craft, my mentality is to go up to it and find out and engage. If I actually had one of these Greys or one of these beings and, you know, appear or come. Well, I tell you what, there's a big, big spiritual engagement with the alien presence. Whether or not they are extraterrestrial or whether they are extra-dimensional, everything about even their crafts. You know, the objects, the lights, the things in the sky, the way they move. It all points to being extra-dimensional. And it makes more sense that they would pop out of dimension and come into our realm. That they would be able to pop out when anybody seeks to capture them. Why are they so elusive? Why are they cloaking? Why are they hiding? Why don't they want us to see them for what they are totally? Are they good? Are they scary looking? Do they got big antlers, big antennas? Are they Martians? Are they... Listen, there's a lot of questions. And I'm going to bring some of those up in this session tonight that I think that it's absolutely vital. If so many millions are engaged, and even those who hope for disclosure... I mean, there are those that believe disclosure is coming now, this year, or at the very least by 2012. Everybody's pointing to big spiritual movement in 2012, big developments, evolutions, involvement, and maybe disclosure, maybe a craft landing, something like that. Let me tell you that there is clearly unprecedented spiritual, supernatural events, signs in the skies, signs, wonders, miracles, things that are absolutely things that will boggle people's minds. It's all occurring around us. Just like the Spirit of God has said would occur. Just like this massive preemptive intelligence that God has given in prophetic revelation. Well, as we look at this tonight, I'm telling you about the man at the Theosophical Society that I listened to who was going to channel the alien presence that night. I sat there next to many other individuals that were occultists, New Agers, psychics, like I said, a deep, deep transgenerational Satanist, highly trained, chosen one, super soldier, sitting next to me. And here's a guy talking about the aliens that have abducted him, taken him. And the man, listen, I had sat there praying, and I was going to interact with whatever entity came and showed up. And so I'm praying and praying and waiting for almost 2 hours, and he could not get the alien entity to come in and channel through him. After we left, I'd thought about him many, many times, and I went back to try to engage him, try to talk to him direct. The folks at the Theosophical Society here told me that he would not be around for a while, that he was in a mental psych ward. He had completely broken down. Tonight, you're listening, and if you're brand new, we want to welcome you. My name is Russ Dizdar. The website that gives all the information about us and hundreds of downloads and things and free things, shatterthedarkness.net. In the midst of the series we're doing, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 6 p.m. to 7, and Tuesday night, 7 to 8. We have a weekend live show, and we have broadcasts that we put up all during the week. Do a lot of radio interviews, too. We have done one with Doc from Free Miser Radio here lately, just the other night, with Dr. Future from Future Quake Radio down there in Nashville, Tom Bonick. And then also we have we're having a live radio session with Lynn Marzulli. He'll be in California. I'll be in Ohio, be live on that radio network that he has. And then I'll be on with Dr. Stan Monteith, April the 13th. And we've got links to all of that on the site, lets you know what's going on. We are in our last hours of preparation, getting ready to leave tomorrow. And as I'm getting ready to leave to do this conference and re-looking over all my materials, I come back to this one for tonight. I think in terms of the power of God that was exerted. See, everything that I see when it comes to the physics of God, we're dealing with infinite presence and power, omniscience, omnipresence. When it comes to the concept of glorification, and most New Agers, most individuals, and some believers have no idea of what that ultimate glorification is. And so I encourage you, anyone, study 1 Corinthians in the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, where it talks about the resurrection, glorification, when it talks about the mortal putting on immortality, the terrestrial, the celestial, different bodies, and the act of God on an atomic level. Yes, that's right. Even the Greek word used is atomic, where we get our word atomic. An unsplittable moment in time, translated as a moment or a flash in the twinkling of an eye, infinite power beyond a subatomic level. I believe from the immaterial into the material universe, God's personal presence, direct power is exerted. And in the exertion of that power of God comes the instantaneous, unsplittable moment, quicker than a blink of an eye. Physical mortality will put on, listen now, indestructible immortality that is able to see God face to face. What happened at the cross 2,000 years ago was a power exerted by infinite presence. There's a difference between the infinite presence of God and what God is able and does do than there is with finite powers. Finite powers are real. The finite dark powers are very real. Even when it comes to the angels of God, they are real. They have powers. You can read about it in the scripture, the Old Testament, the New, what they're doing in the world today. And I'm going to tell you that right now, as predicted biblically by the Spirit of God, we are in the middle of the largest spiritual clash in human history as the, dawn of the end of days has been peeking through. We are in the last hour. We are in the last time period. There's no question about that. But what does that time period spell out? Well, incredible, demonstrative, supernatural engagements. God will be doing what God does. But the dark side, masquerading as light, counterfeiting everything God does, they will be operative as never before in human history, and that includes this alien agenda. So I want to talk about the so-called aliens. I'm going to tell you tonight that I believe they are extra-dimensional, not extraterrestrial. Even SETI and other places that have done a lot of the physical sides of detecting extraterrestrials. Obviously, we haven't found anything. But when it comes to extra dimensional, that there is really something there, well, that's for sure. There's no question, I believe, there really is entities, extra dimensional, non-human intelligences. They are real. They are powerful. They have a nature. They have incredible abilities. They are interacting with humanity. They have an agenda. And when you look at the alien encounters with individuals, and maybe some of you listening right now are, you can email me at shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. And as you look at, well, the alien agenda, the first thing that I look at as I contemplate all of it, I have talked to those who claim they've been abducted. I've listened to those who claim to have been abducted. I've listened to their lectures and listened to them personally. I've got to ask questions. I did an interview with ex-abductees on the radio, along with Joe Jordan of MUFON, that has put out a DVD called Unholy Communion. Now, a book I believe Joe Jordan's coming out with is also titled Unholy Communion, deals with the entire alien abductee agenda issue. It is true that a couple of years ago in Roswell, Joe Jordan has literally shocked the UFO world, upset many of those that were present in Roswell by what they found out in their research. And Joe's very clear about the fact that if we're going to be honest researchers, the honest research should involve everything. And so Joe brought out, I think it was 10 individuals, some known nationally as abductees. All of them were now ex-abductees, found absolute freedom from the abductee scenario by the authority and the power of not only the name, but the person, the Lord Jesus Christ. It is very, very clear when it comes to the alien agenda, all of the alien presence, they will do what all the ancient occultists have done. The alien, extra-dimensional entities will guide those listening, guide those receiving, guide those channeling, guide those who are remote viewing them into a scenario of a de-deified Christ, even kind of an alien Christ. Matter of fact, the man at the Theosophical Society said that he was taken by the alien abductors to the Galactic Federation. And he talked about how Buddha and Muhammad and Jesus all were there in one face, basically. Courtney Brown, the remote viewer and New Ager and one that believes in the spiritual evolution of humanity to Homo Lumos. Well, he also says that he remote viewed, went out and engaged aliens personally, directly, and went to a place and went into a room where Jesus was. You ever notice that that everything about the alien agenda, number one, is finite? It all demonstrates, for example, if an alien craft is actually like metal or what, I mean, they crash. It shows that there's imperfection, vulnerability. Haven't we asked the question, if these are the creators of the human race or seeded the planet, if these are the ones coming back, if this is all about Nibiru and this is all about who our real founders are, like in the movie Contact, like in the movie, a lot of the movies that are out there, a lot of the individuals that are discussing, like Richard Hoagland and others, about disclosure and looking for the creators, designers of the human race to reengage us. I'm going to tell you what, there's millions that believe that worldwide. And they're searching and looking and searching and looking and trying to engage the founders. But the founders don't seem to want to engage directly. It's always done in obscure ways based on when and where and what they want. There's no real open discussion, open revelation. It is very clear that they are finite, finite in presence. They are finite in their, well, they got to move from one place to another place. In the abductions, in all that they say, in all that they do. So if they are finite, then the question is, if they are the founders and seeders of the human race, then who made them? What's their origin? The origin of the aliens, what is it? Do we have any idea? Do we have any clue? It seems that these extra-dimensional presences, these non-human intelligences, are definitely engaging individuals. We have one man that I'll be talking about at the conference on Saturday that claims that he worked for the NSA. The National Security Agency. That he was intuitive. He was connected to a machine in which he was to passively simply listen to the extra-dimensional presence, thought to be alien, giving information, giving data that he was just to take it in. So they're finite. So we've got questions. If they made us and they are finite and they can crash and even die, well, who made them? Who's the master race or master entity behind the aliens? A lot of questions for the aliens. Doesn't seem like they want to give any answers. Seems like they're obscure. Now, their powers to engage people, to frighten people, to abduct people, whether physically or up out of their bodies, we've heard both stories. There's no question that a lot of it's going on. I think one of the best books I've read in a long time was Gary Bates' book about alien intrusion. Gary Bates, Alien Intrusion. Another thing concerning the alien agenda issue is that when it comes to discussions with them about Christ, of course, they bring a different revelation. They just simply say that Jesus was one of them and that he appeared and he's really like an alien. Like the psychics say he was a psychic. Like the gurus say he was a guru. All of which is a massive, massive deduction. Reduction. Reframing. Reinterpretation, restating. So it's very clear that collectively the alien presence is saying that Christ is not who Isaiah, Moses, Samuel, Jeremiah, the psalm writers, Paul, Peter, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the elect angels. Jesus is not whom they say he is. Once again, like in occultism, like with the psychics, like with the remote viewers now, Jesus is stripped down. Deity is taken away. The power of his saviorhood and his agenda and the cross and what he's done, all stripped away. All you have left is a little trinket. The physics of the alien presence, finite, opposed to the real Christ. Opposed to the real, I mean, some aliens will claim they are the Christ. So when it comes to the physics of the aliens, we don't know what their nature really is, do we? Or do we? Deceiving, illusionary, masquerading. I mean, what would you do if someone came and abducted your child right out of the bedroom? took them off, stripped them down naked, sexually abused them, cut them, experimented on them, terrified them, scared them to death, and put them back in the room and did it again and again and again. I'm sure many would want to take a shotgun and blast them from here to hell and back. And there are those who are being abducted, as they say, and as they experience in that way, and they wish it would stop. And all I can tell you that there is extreme, great, good news. And I encourage you to check out Joe Jordan. Check out the DVD, Unholy Communion. Check out the testimonies of ex-abductees. The power of the name of the living, real Christ of God. See, the physics of the alien agenda is all finite. The physics of the alien agenda involve tantalizing humanity with concepts of an evolutionary, a progressive development. Somehow, some way, they're going to make us smarter, gooder. And somehow through their agenda, they're going to somehow evolve us to some kind of living existence. Maybe when the big burst of the Aquarius age 2012, maybe when they show up, they're all going to zap us and we're all going to be eternal. Is that what's going to happen? Can finite entities who cannot and are not infinitely eternal themselves, who are not omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent, can finite presence grant and give indestructible immortality? It would seem that the physics, the powers operating under this extra-dimensional entities, these non-human intelligences, and I believe they did engage the Nazis, and I do believe they've gone worldwide since the 40s and obviously engaged with, well, technologies, yes. No question about how this extra-dimensional presence has helped formulate technologies of mind control, surveillance, weaponry, remote viewing. It's amazing to me that we do not, or will not, or maybe because some cannot, look at this absolutely with pure honesty. Listen, when you don't have anything in your life but a dead spirit to God, though you've been meant to be a spiritual being, an eternal being. You were meant to exhibit the majesty of man as was intended by God in the beginning. Though all that's been stripped away because of sin and dark presence, you and I have done this. You and I have messed it up. There's another agenda going on. There's another presence going on. There's another focus going on. And the agenda that I see pouring out from the alien presence, their teachings, their revelations, their interactions, their giving of things, their promising of things, is very similar to the ascended masters that operated in Helena Blavatsky and directly operated in Alice Bailey. Not a whole lot of difference. The man I engaged in Roswell, who said that he was on a quest and as an ambassador from the aliens. Even the journalist I read, who's put out a couple of books. And when they talk about the alien engagement, which I like to always question them and say, well, tell me, explain, I want to listen, I want to hear. See, for some of these individuals, they have no idea that this non-human intelligence has brought to them non-human enhancement, has engaged them with data, revelation, presence, and attachment. And in some cases where there's channeling, possession. Absolutely amazing to me that everyone that is being abducted, everyone that is channeling, everyone that is pro-alien that I have met, does not have the Spirit of God dwelling in them, does not have any conception of the physics of God, the power of God, the power exerted in the resurrection of Christ. Now, the alien Jesus, the fake Jesus, not going to talk about a resurrection, not going to talk about a glorification, yet these two events, listen to me now, have everything to do with life, death, and eternity. If you can take the time to listen to Aliens Channel, Aliens, Remote View Aliens, and receive their powers. If it was simply alien versus Jesus, and you outline source, presence, promises, and what they can actually do, wouldn't you take Jesus? Wouldn't you take this one who's been eternal, Logos, who came literally into human flesh genetically, God fully, man fully, a reason to break the powers of the, you can call it negative energy all you want, but the power of evil, the power of death. Has the aliens been able to deal with the power of death? See, the ancient fallen cherub entering into the garden in the beginning was like an alien presence, telling mankind to chuck God. God's no good. God's not giving you a fair treatment. To embrace a new spirituality, a new promise, and a new source. And if you did, you would be, well, you'd evolve and become God. Or godlike. The Luciferian presence, doctrine, and ultimate agenda is found there in Genesis 3, is found in Albert Pike of the Masons, is found in Alice Bailey, is found in the Process Church, it's found in old occultism, it's found in all of New Ageism. It's found among the psychics and remote viewers, and it's found in detail in the alien interaction. In this alien or extra dimensional engagement, ultimately, you're being steered away from direct personal fellowship with God. It's God is just energy, force, whatever, all's God, they're God, whatever. You're asked to accept and embrace a different promise, a different spirituality that involves a promise of possibly an evolution to becoming like the aliens. I mean, there's individuals that are so into it, they want their children to be alien. They want them to be hybrids. They want to declare that it is alien presence that came down and impregnated or caused the conception, and that their children, star children, are crossbreeds. They're going to be smarter, stronger, taller, live longer, like the Aryan concept of the Nazis, of a master race. Live longer, be taller, be smarter, be more powerful, have abilities. See, the finite dark presence masquerading as light, even in the context of the alien agenda, well, they can offer you telekinesis, clairvoyance, powers. They gave to Ted Owens the ability to astral project, remote view, do a lot of things. Gave him psi powers. Enabled him as he went down to the Mayan temples to go into the temple and engage the gods of the old Mayans. Do you see any kind of synchronicity here? You ever wonder if the alien entities, the presence behind Albert Pike and the Masons, the ascended masters that guided people like Helena Blavatsky and Alice Bailey, are all on the same page? All flow with the same nature, same source, same methodology, and same agenda? Isn't it amazing how all of that will reinterpret and try to present to you some fake little de-deified Christ that can't even help you if he did exist. All of that to divert you from the real Christ, the real physics of God, the presence and power of God that can literally enter into your body, making you instantaneously spiritually alive in personal fellowship to God, bring internally the felt results of total forgiveness, freedom from the power of the sin code, power from the death code, power from the satanic legal rights, infused with the Spirit of God, infinite, eternal Spirit of God, given the gift of a new nature, a new power, to grow and begin to bear the image of God all over again. You read about it in Ephesians 3 and 4. When you talk about the physics of God, the resurrection, the infinite Spirit of God, Romans chapter 1, caused the resurrection of Christ. Ephesians 1 and 2, the power of God exerted in the resurrection is the same power that comes into you when you believe on the living Christ for all of who he is. God in human flesh, Savior of the world, sinless Lamb of God who died on the cross for you specifically. Any aliens do that for you? Listen, any aliens sacrifice their existence personally for you because they love you, because they want you, because they've come to repair, redeem, and give you the gift of indestructible immortality. Vast difference, my friends, between the physics of God, the heart of God, the motivation of God, the purpose of God in the resurrection glorification scenario versus the alien agenda. God doesn't come down to abduct you. The Spirit of God, if you're listening and you don't know God right now, he will summon you. He will call. God is inviting. God is summoning the earth. Russians, Chinese, Americans, human beings everywhere right now are living in the age of grace, the age of the will of God. It is expressed in the book of Timothy chapter 2. When believers are praying for the lost, the Holy Spirit says, "This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wills pas anthropos, all humanity, to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth." And that's you. And if you're listening for the first time because you've seen or you heard that this was going to deal with the alien agenda, I pray the Spirit of God will open your eyes to Christ, the real Christ, spoken about almost, well, over 300 times in the Old Testament, giving prophetic detail about when he would come the first time and detail about the second time. And now in the New Testament, detail about the second time. The, quote, aliens are not coming to save the human race. Jesus Christ, infinite God, Prince of Peace, he is coming. Just like God said he came the first time, just like he did accomplish the cross, death, resurrection, ascension, glorification, Revelation 19. Maybe you've never read Revelation 19. The return of the King, the Prince of Peace, the end of radical evil, the end of death, the end of confusion, the end of war, the end of the pollution of the environment, the healing of the nations is coming. A new heaven, a new earth, but it's not going to be accomplished by finite, fallen, frail, inaccurate, alien, extra-dimensional presence. It's going to be able because of infinite, omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent power. the physics of God are that out of no pre-existent material, ex nihilo, as some say, out of the immaterial, God speaks existence. Well, all that is material into existence. Why don't you ask the, if you're an alien abductee, if you're involved so highly in it, why don't you take a look at what the theology is, what the goal is, what the end run is, and why they do what they do? I think all the aliens should be arrested and put in jail for the abduction, kidnapping, sexual molestation, abuse of corpse, terror and fear they've been bringing on people, don't you? I think that if real prayer warriors in Christ begin to pray in all the areas where so-called alien visitation has been occurring, there may be some massive exposure. I think when you go back to the Amalantra working, when you go back to Aleister Crowley, who did dark, dark rituals that helped split open the dimension, and LAM, L-A-M, an entity obviously considered demonic, came through. See, gateways can be opened. The other side looks for the doors to get in. And if you do not have the Spirit of God dwelling in you, you're vulnerable. And then if you open up to all kinds of counterfeit, alternative, spiritual summoning, spiritual synchronicity, spiritual experiences, events, and encounters that are coming from extra-dimensional, non-human intelligences, they're called spirits. The Holy Spirit of God himself called them seducing spirits. The Greek word implies, the word planos, implies that they are imposters. The physics of God, the power of God, the presence of God, the Spirit of God reveals the nature. And only those who've so tightly gripped alien spiritual revelation. Maybe you don't realize how gripped you really are. Maybe you don't realize that when you accept didache of daimonia, when you accept the revelation, the doctrine that comes from these very planos spirits, when you believe the doctrine, you get at least an attachment. They have the legal right to connect to you. Are there alien abductees and channelers that are possessed? Yes. Are there those that can name their alien buddies by name? Sure. Can these extra-dimensional presences interact with you, engage you, even help you leave your body, grant you incredible experiences, illusions, and without anything superior inside of you to guard you, to protect you? It's obviously that thousands are directly deceived. And that this non-human intelligence presence seemingly coming out of the skies obviously seeks the seduction and ultimately the will of mankind, no differently. In every single case, if you will study the activities, the nature of the demonic realm and of the alien presence, you'll find that they match. If you take a look at the scenarios of satanic ritual abuse and satanic rituals, kind of sanitize it and alienize it, you're going to find that they're very similar. I think that there are those in military, those that are in NASA, there are those that are in high positions, kind of like Jack Parsons. I mean, don't think for a moment that a rocket scientist, that a space scientist, that a neurosurgeon, that a astrophysicist, whatever, if they do not have the Spirit of God dwelling in the capacities of their being lit up by the presence of the Spirit of Christ, then what guards them from what is obviously, even though this presence is finite, it is superior to frail, fallen humanity? The physics of the alien agenda match the operating agenda of the demonic realm. Listen, say you're listening to this, even by the archive, somebody sent it to you, and knowing that you now feel maybe something else engaging you, the Spirit of God calling you out of, I'll say the word, out of the deception. Out of the deception. Not into just a light, but into a relationship with the living God, with Christ, with a personal love. Someone who knows your name, knows your pain, knows your hurt, knows your birth date and your death date, that wills and wants you to receive what is needed for the sake of indestructible immortality. See, you're lost. You're separate from God. Your spirit is dead to God. There are many other spirits seeking to come, well, and give an alternative. What do you have dwelling in you? What do you have as the source of your spiritual, well, power, presence, life? Have you looked at the physics, the work of God in the resurrection? From the dead. Glorification. Beyond anything that New Age counterfeit spirituality has ever offered. Beyond what Helena and Alice and Theosophical societies and secret societies, the Masons, beyond the evolution of humanity to deity, which has never occurred and never will occur. God has acted on your behalf. And right now, you can come to God. You can come to Christ. Right now, God desires you, wants you. It's God's will for you to come. And Jesus Christ, call on the name of the living Christ. Jesus, come into my life. Jesus Christ, save me. Jesus Christ, I believe in you. Read the Gospel of John. Write to me. Rust is dark. Shatterthedarkness.net. Hey, our hour is up so quick. God's blessing to you. Good night.